Agrégation interne d'anglais 2013. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
The White House has a newfound sense of urgency when it comes to gun violence. After 4 years of inaction on the issue, President Obama is pressing forward with new gun control legislation. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the killing of 20 children and 6 faculty members at an elementary school in Connecticut has changed the debate.
In President Obama's nearly 4 years in office, there have been many mass shootings, including at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, at a shopping plaza in Tucson, Arizona, and at a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. None of these events spurred the president to respond with legislation. But coming on the heels of his reelection, the Newtown killings have.
The good news is there's already a growing consensus for us to build from. A majority of Americans support banning the sale of military-style assault weapons. A majority of Americans support banning the sale of high-capacity ammunition clips. A majority of Americans support laws requiring background checks before all gun purchases.
Mr. Obama was speaking to reporters at the White House today in the James S. Brady Briefing Room, named for Ronald Reagan's press secretary, Jim Brady, who was shot and severely disabled in an assassination attempt on President Reagan's life. President Obama said he'd ordered Vice President Joe Biden to meet with his cabinet, members of Congress, and stakeholders to come up with a set of concrete proposals no later than January.
As soon as we get those recommendations, I will be putting forward very specific proposals. I will be talking about them in my State of the Union, and we will be working with interested members of Congress to try to get some of them done.
There hasn't been any major gun legislation since the assault weapons ban expired in 2004, and Democrats essentially gave up on the issue. But President Obama believes this time is different.
The idea that we would say this is terrible, this is a tragedy, never again, and we don't have the sustained attention span to be able to get this done over the next several months, doesn't make sense.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
The White House has a newfound sense of urgency when it comes to gun violence. After 4 years of inaction on the issue, President Obama is pressing forward with new gun control legislation. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the killing of 20 children and 6 faculty members at an elementary school in Connecticut has changed the debate.
In President Obama's nearly 4 years in office, there have been many mass shootings, including at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, at a shopping plaza in Tucson, Arizona, and at a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. None of these events spurred the president to respond with legislation. But coming on the heels of his reelection, the Newtown killings have.
The good news is there's already a growing consensus for us to build from. A majority of Americans support banning the sale of military-style assault weapons. A majority of Americans support banning the sale of high-capacity ammunition clips. A majority of Americans support laws requiring background checks before all gun purchases.
Mr. Obama was speaking to reporters at the White House today in the James S. Brady Briefing Room, named for Ronald Reagan's press secretary, Jim Brady, who was shot and severely disabled in an assassination attempt on President Reagan's life. President Obama said he'd ordered Vice President Joe Biden to meet with his cabinet, members of Congress, and stakeholders to come up with a set of concrete proposals no later than January.
As soon as we get those recommendations, I will be putting forward very specific proposals. I will be talking about them in my State of the Union, and we will be working with interested members of Congress to try to get some of them done.
There hasn't been any major gun legislation since the assault weapons ban expired in 2004, and Democrats essentially gave up on the issue. But President Obama believes this time is different.
The idea that we would say this is terrible, this is a tragedy, never again, and we don't have the sustained attention span to be able to get this done over the next several months, doesn't make sense.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.